Hi, I'm Zan Monroe. I'm a senior instructor for CRS. I teach the CRS 200 Business Planning and Personal Marketing course and the CRS 201 Listing Strategies course. An agent should select a target market because the purpose of marketing is to put yourself in front of enough people, enough times, in enough ways, so that they will know who you are, what you do, and how to get in touch with you when they need your services. Now, let's consider what your marketing does. There's only three reasons that you should market yourself. Number one is to create top-of-mind awareness, which means when the consumer has a real estate need, you are the first person they think of. The second is to create name recognition for yourself in the minds of the people you're marketing to. And third is to get a response from that customer. So ask yourself, at what point can you afford to market to the general population? How much money do you have to spend to get yourself in the top of mind awareness with the general public, to get a response from them, and to get name recognition? Well, McDonald's will spend $100 million this year to do that. How much will you spend? If you can't afford to spend enough to get in the minds of everybody, then you've got to target a select group of people, 50 or 100 people who know who you are, what you do, and know how to get in touch with you when they need you is more than enough business for most agents. So instead of thinking that you're marketing to the general public, you've got to select a targeted market group. First of all, you can't afford to market to the public, and second, you'll never create top-of-mind awareness, name recognition, and get a response from the general public. Most agents never ask this question, so the ones that begin to ask the target market question will immediately go to what everybody calls their sphere of influence. It is people that you know and people that know you. Well, if you begin to grade your sphere of influence, there will be, and we do this in CRS 210, there's an A list and a B list and a C list and a D list. Well, the A list are people who are actively sending you referrals, and they believe in you, they've used you, they are your raving fans. The B list are people who have used you, but you could probably cultivate them into an A list. The C list are people who are on the fringes, and the D list are people who will never send you business. Well, if you cut loose the C's and the D's and work the A's and the B's, your business would do a lot better. So most people work strangers, when in fact they ought to work people that they already know. So if you say, now let's create a group of people that's going to be my target market, then you have to look at your world. It may be the PTA at school, or it may be the tennis club, or it may be Little League or Cub Scouts or whatever you're involved in to your community, or what can you get involved in your community. So community involvement creates a sphere of influence. People know you, they know you're a realtor, and business comes from there. And it's all better than running those little ads and those little magazines that total strangers look at. The reason most agents don't select a targeted marketplace is, first of all, they have no background in marketing when they come into real estate. And so they look around and see what everybody else is doing, and everybody else is running little ads and little magazines that strangers pick up, so they assume that's how you do it. And it's sort of the lemming theory. We all, we're all doing this, and so we all will continue to do this. When in fact, if they would read some books on marketing or take some marketing courses at their local community college, they'll discover that marketing is simply getting into the minds of enough people to generate enough business to support, your company. So most of us learn marketing from other realtors. They learned it from other realtors who learned it from other realtors. So we're perpetuating a myth that running ads is marketing, and here's what I want the agents to know. Advertising is not marketing. Advertising is spending money. Marketing is getting into the minds of enough people to generate enough business to support your real estate company.